Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my New York Jets NFL team preview 2022. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. So if you like the video, one more time, please come in and share it. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen for me today. New York Jets team preview on Broadway, 1969, Joe Namath. Guaranteeing that they were going to beat the Baltimore Colts. That's what I think about the New York Jets every season when I see them come up, the green and white. So let's talk about the Jets. Last year under Robert Saleh, a little bit inconsistent. But the thing when you look at the New York Jets, they haven't made the playoffs in 11 straight years. So I'm going to say this. With Mr. Saleh having one more year on this coaching belt, this might be a better football team. But for them to take another level, and I'm going to start on the offense side of the ball, it's got to be about the young man out of BYU. Better quarterback play. He's got to be that Joe Namath, 1969, on Broadway with the chinchilla coat. And his name is Zach Wilson. 9 touchdowns, 11 INTs, and 13 starts last year. But he can be special. One thing that Mr. Wilson has, he's got the arm talent. That's an A+. Quickness of sidestep to rush, A+. And he can throw the football and grip it with ease. And a lateral quickness, one more time, the side rush, the pass rush, A+. But the thing is, with all young quarterbacks, he's got to be consistent. Now, at the running back position, Michael Carter last year was a star. Average 4.3 yards a carry, 639 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tevin Coleman, formerly of the Atlanta Falcons, where I stayed here in Douglasville, 30 miles from downtown Atlanta, and still got that attitude. Last year, he had 356 yards, 4.2 yard average. But help is on the way. Shining star, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Wichita, Kansas, Iowa State, Breece Hall is coming. 3,400 yards career rushing, 26 touchdowns, 5.5 yards a carry. Now, 56 touchdowns. Now, 26 touchdowns. I hope I got that right. He's a gentleman that's going to be very, very well and give him the Jets and Zach Wilson, a guy that's very, very serious in the backfield. Exceptional hands, A+. Exceptional balance, A+. And he breaks a lot of tackles. Now, when you're looking at Mr. Wilson, he's getting more help. Look at the receiver spot. Elijah Moore last year out of Ole Miss was solid as a rock. 49 receptions, 538 yards, 5 touchdowns. Corey Davis last year was a top free agent. And he's a guy that can go up and get the ball in traffic coming over from the Titans last year. But a gentleman that's going to give them a lot of help. Out of The Ohio State, Garrett Wilson, explosive. I think it's going to work real well with them. Had over career yardage like 1,500 yards at Ohio State, put up over more than 20 touchdowns. Here, a guy that's going to be real serious. So you got Elijah Moore, you got Garrett Wilson, and now you got Corey Davis. Zach Wilson has got help on the way. Now, to me, for everything to click for the Jets offensively, it's got to be the offensive line. That's where teams make a jump. Can you get better offensively in your line? Well, what they did, they went out. And Mr. Soleil went out to San Francisco, and he parlayed and made somewhat, got a top free agent guard in Lincoln Thomason. You're talking about a guy that's got durability. Last year, he played 1,050 snaps in the offensive line and played healthy and played real well. Him by Mr. USC, Mr. Vernon Tucker, they are going to be really tight on that side of the ball. And Mr. Tucker was advertised as good as a rookie. Then you got Connor McGovern as a center with a lot of speed, one of the fastest centers in the game. But for them to take the next level, I'm going to call him Mr. Beckham out of Louisville, first round draft choice. People are saying that he might be a bust. And he was drafted to be that guy who can really, really take the Jets, the offensive line, play to the next level. If he plays well, as he did at Louisville, and he was a mainstay in the run game, this offense, with Breece Hall at the running back position, now with Michael Carter, now with Tevin Coleman, then you got Gary Wilson coming in as a explosive guy on the outside. The Jets might have Zach Wilson back on Broadway. Now, this is what I love what the Jets have done and why I think they're going to be an improved football team. Robert Saleh is a defensive coordinator. And what he did, he went out and got two studs on the defensive side of the ball. Jermaine Johnson. I call him Jermaine Jackson of the NFL. Boy, this is a guy that's a warrior. Elite first step quickness, A+. Flexibility being at the lower level. Over 13 sacks last year, Florida State. ACC Defensive Player of the Year. He's going to be a really good impact football player. Then you got Carl Lawson, who's from Alpharetta, Georgia, by way of Auburn. Got hurt last year, hurt his Achilles heel. But if he can come back even 70%, that Jet line of scrimmage on the defense side ball looks real good. Then you got Quentin Williams and Shelton Rankins. Both got excellent first step quickness. But I'm going to tell you, Quentin Williams, man, I thought you would be a much, much better football player coming out of Alabama. You have not lived up to expectations. If you come back and play well, then you're looking at the Jets really being solid on that defensive side of the ball in the line. Then you're looking at the linebackers. C.J. Mosley, Roll Tide, Tuscaloosa, smart. He can live up to being a defensive asset. He can make all the checks, all the calls. He's been an assuming pro over the years, been hurt with the Jets a little bit. But if he can get back to where he was when he played with the Ravens, watch out. Then you got Quincy Williams, who's starting to be that guy, athlete, who started 13 games fast, hit, and boy, can he hit like a ton of bricks. And then you're looking at the secondary. Boy, this is where they have made a big, big upgrade. What more can you say? Sauce Gardner, Cincinnati, didn't allow a touchdown last year. Fourth overall pick. Confidence, skill level off the chains. Loves to play bump and run. Can you say Lester Hayes? Can you say Mel Blount? Can you say Jerry Holmes? Big side corners that can make an impact in that have made an impact in the NFL. Sauce Gardner might be the next guy. Then you got DJ Reed, a free agent coming over from Seattle that took his game to another level. Then you got Jordan Whitehead from there, Tampa Bay. Smart, instinctive, plays the run real well, diagnosed quickly. See, this defensive secondary has got top 10 potential. So you're looking at the Jets. As far as 2022, I see a football team that's going to improve a lot. A team that can really, really shock a lot of people. I like what they did in the draft. They got three productive football players. Gary Wilson coming out of a good program at the Ohio State Buckeyes. Jermaine Johnson coming out of Florida State, going down there 1 year and performing at a high level. Remember, he came out of Georgia, transferred to Georgia, Florida State. And then you got Sauce Gardner, a corner that's going to help your secondary. a guy that's going to help you pass rush. It's all about Zach Wilson in the offense. And if Zach Wilson can improve slightly, the Jets, I'm not saying that they're going to win the AFC East. Of course, Buffalo is still the team that's favored in that division. But I can say this is a team that can be knocking at the doors of wild card. They're not going to be the same old Jets like they were years ago. 11 straight losing seasons, that's going to change. I really believe in Robert Saleh. I believe in the Jets organization. And I really feel like that Zach Wilson is going to upgrade to a better football player under the Sunday in year two. So when you look at the New York Jets, as I end this video today, if you like the video, please come in and share. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. There's only one thing with the New York Jets you think about. The neon lights shining bright on Broadway like the great George Benson. Zach Wilson, it's all about you, baby. Can you be the next Joe Namath, who in 1969 at the Super Bowl, sitting in a pool in Miami, guaranteed the Jets were going to beat the Baltimore Colts? Zach Wilson, can you be that star with them neon lights on Broadway? Can you be the shining star?
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Y'all have a very, very blessed day.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.